Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 8 of the Empowered Together show. I am so happy to be here with my friend Runa, the leadership alchemist. Gosh, we met through a friend of a friend, Julie Winkle, I think, introduced us, and just amazing connection of women passing us along to each other. So I am thrilled that she is here, that we get to talk about her vision, her work as the leadership alchemist and what that means. I'll tell you just a little bit about Runa. She is a serial entrepreneur and visionary thinker who grew up in Iceland. Her life of adventure and exploration has unfolded in wildly different things, from Reykjavik to Santa Fe to LA, where she currently is. Runa is a trailblazer and the industry leader in Iceland. She started that. That was the beginning of her career, and I want her to talk all about that, where she was in Iceland's beauty and wellness industry. But then her husband passed. And at the height of her commercial success, she moved with her sons to Santa Fe and embarked on a no-holds-barred soul journey. Again, we can't wait to hear more about that. She is a published author, international bestseller. She now resides, as I said, in L.A., where she co-founded the Conscious Leader Network, the Conscious Capitalism's L.A. chapter. And I was part of that organization as well. So when I met Runa, it was amazing. You know, I lived in L.A. I had visited Iceland with a friend. It was a magical experience. I had lived in L.A. as well, and part of the conscious capitalism movement that Whole Foods founder John Mackey and Raj Sisodia founded, and I had the opportunity to interview Raj multiple times. And so it's like, you don't know who you don't know until you meet them. So right. Welcome, Miss Runa.
Thank you. And don't forget Santa Fe as well. We had Santa Fe in common as well.
Yes. I live there. That's where I went to massage school, and right. So cool. All right. So let's go back to your origin story. Start there.
Right. Well, I was uncertain what to do when I came out of college in Iceland. And I thought my first kind of inkling of what I wanted to do was to be an actress. And I had done some acting in college in place there. And I did go to England, and I took some auditions, and I quickly found out it was not for me. And then I thought I would go to university to study psychology. But while I was thinking about that, I got an offer from a company that had recently become the agent for Lancome in Iceland to come and take over their sales. I had worked there during the summer just as an office girl to help people, to kind of replace people that were on holiday. But they had seen that I was quite interested and quick to learn, interested in this cosmetic, which I had known nothing about. And they approached me and asked if I wanted to take on a part-time job with university. And that was a beginning of me entering into the world of cosmetics. And that ended up with me founding my own company in the cosmetic industry in Iceland and running that for close to 20 years.
Wow.
So it was an accidental thing. It wasn't a young girl's vision or dream or intentional. It all just, I was following the energy. I was just following what was emerging.
And I love that about you. I love how that is just how you flow. And it's pretty amazing. So keep telling us more. So then what happened?
So after close to 20 years of running a very successful business, having started as a one-man show and then had to hire people and learn to build a culture and become a leader. And with there was no internet, and I had no mentors or anything like that. So I just did that by trial and error, experimenting with how to do things. But it seemed to work. All my stakeholders seemed to be happy. My employees, my customers, my suppliers that mostly came from France. And I was running a very successful business, but I started to feel that there was something missing, that there was some misalignment, and I was losing my mojo. I was forcing myself to be and do the work, but I could feel inside that there was something happening, and I didn't know what that was. And around the same time, my husband passed away. I was married to a Dutchman, and we had two young boys. He passed away, and I had just sold my businesses when he passed away. And so I found myself in a completely different situation. I wasn't a wife anymore. I wasn't a business owner anymore. I didn't really know what was there to do next. And I took an opportunity that was given to me to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, to visit some of my teachers in a new field that was in a field of psychology and mindfulness and personality systems. And I went just to do some training with them, but ended up deciding to move. So the boys and I moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and started a new life.
And so what did you do there?
Well, for the first 10 years, I put the boys at the forefront. They had lost their father, their home country, their friends and family by moving. And I wanted to make sure that they were supported. So they came first. But then I started to use opportunities that came to me through different teachers and teachings. So I would say I became like an apprentice. And I would say that everything I was learning and studying could go under the umbrella of conscious leadership. And very much I was focusing in the beginning on the mindfulness aspect, the well-being aspect, wanting to help business owners to create a healthy and productive workplace and taking care of their people. And then little by little, as I got to know about the conscious capitalism movement and conscious leadership movement, my vision started to expand. And I started to go for the bigger vision of seeing how we could literally use businesses that I think are the most powerful vehicles we have for positive social change to make use of that possibility with them by helping their leaders to become more conscious, more mature leaders. So they would make decisions and make choices about their people and about their products and services that was more supporting the thriving of the collective. So we could create a better world for my kids and your kids and future generations.
Oh, so amazing. So spectacular. Okay. Now take us to today. So talk about being the leadership alchemist.
The leadership alchemist. It's, I think everyone resonates with not knowing what to call themselves when they jump from one thing to another and, you know, we evolve in what we do. We add different things to it. And, I was kind of struggling with what do I call myself when people are asking, so what's your title? Like you ask for this interview, how do I title you? And I realized that the work I'm doing is very transformational. I am helping leaders going from the traditional machine orientation of traditional leadership, taking them through a waking up to that there is a different way, and then going through a transformation and coming out hopefully with the ability to impact in a positive way. So that is very transformational. So it's like taking a leader from kind of core metal to gold. And so that's really what I do. And so I think that the word alchemist facilitates the kind of service that I'm offering leaders and their teams and organizations.
And when we were talking about this, you said that there's a lot of Jungian's archetypes in this work. And talk a little bit about how that's that foundation.
Well, that's just me personally. Okay. It could be totally different from another person that might use the same title. But the types that seem to come through me are the pioneer, which is very linked to what I did in Iceland. I was a pioneer in that industry. I did a lot of things there. I initiated a lot of things there that are now common practice, but no one had done before because it was a very immature market in those days. And so the pioneer, the rebel, again, I was a rebel. I was coming in as this young rebel into an industry that had mostly been run by older white guys. Mm-hmm. And in comes this rebel girl and turns everything upside down. And also when in terms of the leadership, I am a rebel in terms of that I'm wanting to go away from and rebel against the old traditional hierarchical leadership style and redefine leadership into something much more regenerative and much more, we could say, based on also the feminine values that we have been forced to put aside literally by the masculine. So going from masculine to masculine and feminine. So these feminine abilities and attributes I call actually power skills. And so that's the rebel. And then the mentor. And that's been part of my, you know, when you run a team, you are mentoring all the time as well. And then, of course, with my clients now. And then the shaman. I have worked with a shamanic teacher. Shamanism has been very important for me personally on my own journey. And I was hugely affected by my work with my shamanic teacher, Oki Forest. So that comes in. And so how do you bring a shaman into the world of business? So maybe I'm using the word alchemist to bridge that.
I love it. I love it. Well, how, so now let's, speaking of the world of business, let's talk about your business and what you do for your clients. I've had the opportunity to come to some of your roundtables, which are these amazingly fantastic guided conversations about how we as business leaders can make the world a better place, can make our businesses better, can be better to the folks we work with and to the folks we serve. So talk a little bit about your company and how people can be inspired and work with you.
Right. Well, if people are curious about what you described, this two power leadership roundtables, actually we had one yesterday, a very successful one on the topic of serving the unknown in turbulent times. That's a great introduction to me and to the type of work that I do because it's free and I do this every other month. And people come and it's starting to become a community because people love to be with others who are willing to learn and grow together and seeing how we can move leadership to the future. Then if people are interested to work with me more personally, I do one-on-one work with people and more I'm starting to want to work with groups, whether it's teams or people in cohorts. And, because I also believe, and I've seen that through the roundtables, that the collective wisdom is added to what I bring to the table. So people, that are working in, working and learning in community are hugely benefited by that format. So, and everything I do is around leadership. It's around, we could say, it starts with the awakening. I think I mentioned that, the awakening, the transformation, and the impact. But also, I believe that in order to kind of alchemize, or we could say, put your leadership through alchemy, the leader, him or herself, have to start with themselves. So I start with people really start upgrading and looking at their identity and their beliefs and their habits and the identities that they put themselves through and seeing if they are really theirs or if it's coming from mom and dad or society or pressure in other ways. So I'm trying to help people to kind of own who they truly are and kind of reinstate their values, reinstate finding their purpose if they're not clear on their purpose. We have found that purpose and meaning is absolutely fundamental for people to have fulfillment in life and in business. So that's a very important aspect. So it's all about really taking a leader into self-mastery, inner mastery, and before they can start focusing on their teams. Or of course, this is done, this is not linear. This is done, you know, back and forth. But the leader has to start with themselves. And a lot of leaders are buying all kinds of services for their teams, but they don't do any of the work themselves. And that doesn't work because as a leader, you have to be a role model. And you have to be someone that other people on your team and in your organization want to emulate. So you start with yourself and then you bring it to your team and then you want to revamp your culture in order to bring the whole organization into, we could say, this new dynamic, new paradigm of leadership. So we really talk about the old traditional leadership and the new paradigm, which is very, very different.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And that's another connection we have. I studied positive psychology and this is all about what they teach. You know, purpose, being on purpose, having a sense of purpose, which is so important. And your work is so beautiful and you are an amazing guide through it. I can say that from experience. So as we finish up, because we could go on and on and on, and I hope we do. I hope we follow up with another interview.
Sure.
But tell our listeners and viewers how they can find you and sign up for your classes.
Right. They can find me on my website, www.truepowerinstitute.com. They can also find me on LinkedIn under Runa Bowies, where I post a lot of articles if people want to start just learning by reading articles. And they can connect me there through DMing me or through my website. And I would be happy to, if there's anyone that would like to have a conversation about what's possible, I'd be very happy to accommodate that.
Well, having a conversation with you is always a powerful and important experience. So we encourage all leaders to follow up at thetruepowerinstitute.com. And we'll put that all over the liner notes when we promote this video on incandescentwomen.com, Incandescent Radio, and Incandescent TV. Thank you, dear Runa. It is an honor, and a privilege to know you.
Thank you, Hope. Always great to be with you.
Thank you. All right, our friends, stay tuned for episode 9 of the Empowered Together show. And if you want to join us, everyone gets a 20-minute interview when they become a member at incandescentwomen.com. So check it out. And one of the products and services that we're going to roll out this year is a series of classes. So that will probably start in the fall. And hopefully Runa will be teaching a class that you can take for a very affordable price. So go to incandescentwomen.com and learn all about it. Thank you again. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, proud to be here with Runa, the leadership alchemist. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye.